is Tony Clark.
But, this mild disputed truth, my life is like a forbidden fruit. My bitch know better than I do. A woman's worth, I barely went to church. I'd rather fast with you than fuck it up, fucking with skirts, because I'm rational. A nigga gonna still be a nigga. Emoji heart, my family pictures. Two-stepping away from rappers because I don't trust their true intentions. I'm not in the music business. I'm in the human business. Whole life I've been social distant. Hoes be like, when you not tripping? I ducked the party who said they saw me. Crown of Bob Marley, wrist on your Gotti. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on the double tap. Them hoes is sorry. They all get bodied. I bless it that you have an open heart, but I bless that you forgive. I bless you could learn from a loss. I bless that you heal. I bless one day you could attract someone with your mind exact. A patient life. Flaws, bless them twice. They'll bless you back. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I'm reading these lyrics, and I'm like, shit, I gotta listen to this again.
Yeah, you gotta.
Bro, listen. This boy is spinning.
Fuck the lyrics. You gotta listen to the album, nigga.
Nah, this boy is spinning. Yo, this is the joint with our Ghostface Killer.
You gotta listen to it. Right? You gotta listen to it. Bro, that song, she was.
Bro, like, Ghostface Killer came in and said, yo, telekinesis, I'm purifying the D speeches. While I'm crying, I clean the feet of the sweet Jesus. Dreams, visions get blurrier than Elohim.
His delivery was ass, though. Like, his delivery was ass.
Hey, don't you talk about Ghostface like that.
I'm not gonna suck these niggas' dick, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I'm going to give you my opinion. His delivery wasn't as good, like, as Ghostface Killer was. He was spitting, though. Like, Summer Walker was talking about he'll love you if you don't eat your ass and shit. Like, bro, come on, bro. Like,
yo, Kendrick Lamar, he says, I'm sensitive. I feel everything. I feel everybody. One man standing on two worlds, heal everybody. Transformation and reciprocation. Karma must return. Heal myself. Secrets that I hide buried in these words. Death threats. Ego must die. But I let it purge. Pacify broken pieces of me. It was all a blur. Mother cried. Put their hands on her. It was family ties. I heard it all. I should have grabbed the gun, but I was only 5. I still feel it weighing on my heart. My first tough decision in the shadows clinging to my soul as my own critic. Where's my faith? Told you I was Christian, but just not today. I transformed, praying to the trees. God's taking shape. My mother's mother followed me for years in her afterlife, staring at me on the back of some buses. I wake up at night, loved her dearly, traded in my tears for a Range Rover. Transformation, you ain't felt grief until you felt it sober. Oh, shit. I remember looking at the mirror knowing I was gifted, only child. A only child, me for 7 years, everything for Christmas, family ties, they accuse my cousin. Did he touch you, Kendrick? Oh, shit. I'm telling you, this boy is talking about some shit. He said, they accuse my cousin. Did he touch you, Kendrick? Never lied, but no one believed me when I said he didn't. Oh, so I guess they thought one of his male cousins touched him. Frozen moments, still holding on it. Hard to trust myself. I started rhyming, coping mechanisms to lift up myself. Talk to my lawyer. Told me not to be so hard on myself. He has an aura I hope to achieve. If I find some help, congratulations, you made it to be famous. Still, I feel uneasy, water watching, live my life in nature. Only thing relieves me, spirit guide, whisper in my ear, tells me that she sees me. Did he touch you? I said no. Again, still they didn't believe me. Mother's brother said he got revenge for my mother's face. Black and blue, the image of my queen. That I can't erase. Till this day, can't look her in the eyes. Pain is taking over. I blame myself. You never felt guilt till you felt it sober. I was never high. I was never drunk. Never out of my mind. I needed control. They handed me some smoke, but I still declined. I did it sober, sitting with myself. I went through all the emotions, no dependence, except for one. Let me bring you closer. Intoxicated, that's a lustful nature that I failed to mention. Insecurities that I project, sleeping with other women. Whitney's hurt. The pure soul I know. I found her in the kitchen asking God, where did I lose myself? Can I be forgiven? Oh, he's admitted to cheating. Is his girl's called Whitney, right?
I don't know.
Kendrick's wife name. Nah.
No, Kendrick, he a holy man, bro. He ain't cheating on his wife.
Oh, yeah, no, it is Whitney. Whitney Alford. Yeah, it is Whitney. Oh, she cheated on her ass. Come on. That's no. Come on, man. Everybody cheats.
Not Kendrick.
He said, oh, he found her in the kitchen. She was crying because he cheated. What type of bitch you think Kendrick cheated with? An Instagram model?
Probably a white, like an Asian nerd, like a bitch that work at Universal, like in the office or some shit, bro.
Oh, that's shit.
That's the type of bitch kids are, bro.
Whitney's hurt. The pure soul I know, I found her in the kitchen asking God, would I lose myself? Could it be forgiven? Broke me down. She looked me in my eyes. Is there an addiction? I said no, but this time I lied. I knew I can't fix it. Pure soul, even in her pain. Knew she cared for me, gave me a number. She said she recommended some therapy. Is it therapy for liquor or therapy for sex? Hold up. I asked my mama why she didn't believe me when I told her no. I never knew she was violated in Chicago. I'm sympathetic. Told me that she feared it happened to me for my protection, though it never happened. She wouldn't agree. Now I'm affected. 20 years later, traumas resurface, amplified as I write this song. I shiver because I'm nervous. I was 5. Questioning myself, alone for many years, nothing's wrong. Just results on how many questions made me feel. I made it home, 7 years on tours, chasing manhood. Damn, this is deep, bro. Like, he pretty much saying, like, bro, he's, like, growing up, dog. Like, you could tell, like, he feels, like, a lot of music industry shit when he was doing that. He was trying to be a man, bro. But Whitney's gone by time you hear this song. She did all she could. All these women gave me superpowers, what I thought I lacked. I pray our children don't inherit me in the feelings. I attract a conversation that's not being addressed in black families. The devastation haunting generations of humanity. They raped our mothers. They raped our sisters. They made us watch. They made us rape each other. Psychotic torture between our lives we never recover. Still living as victims in the public eyes who pledge allegiance. Every other brother has been compromised. I know the secrets. Every other rapper sexually abused. I see them daily bearing the pain in their chains and tattoos. So listen close before you start to pass judgment on how we move. Learn how we cope. Whenever his uncle had to walk him from school, his anger grows deep in misogyny. This is post-traumatic black families and a sodomy. Today is still active. So I set free myself from all the guilt I thought I made. So I set free my mother from all the hurt that she tilted shame. I set free my cousin, chaotic for my mother's pain. I hope Hakeem made you proud, because you ain't die in vain. So I set free the power of Whitney. May she heal us all. So I set free our children. May good karma keep them with God. So I set free with hearts filled with hatred. Keep her body sacred. As I set free all your abusers. This is transformation. Oh, my God.
So he was talking about getting molested as a kid and how other rappers get...
Well, he said he wasn't molested, but everybody thought he was. Well, and they asked him, and he said he wasn't, but they punished the person because they thought he was just too scared to tell the truth.
Yeah.
But he's just talking about what a cycle of abuse... Like, what he learned as a child probably helped him to be the person who was chasing validation and also cheated on his wife.
Yeah, he was talking about how it leads to misogyny. This shit like a school lecture, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you, nigga. I can't just get jiggy to this shit, nigga. Nigga, if I'm listening to K-Flop, nigga, I could just, like, you don't have to think about what he's saying.
You can do the same with Damn and get jiggy to
no,
it.
No, nigga. This shit is deep, nigga.
Right?
This shit
does that mean it's higher than his other albums?
Well, in terms,
I mean?
Yo, hold on. In terms of being personal, I've never heard Kendrick touch on these things.
Obviously, yes.
I think Kendrick went. I think we all thought he was going to come back on some. Oh, I mean, leading the culture. This feels like he was leading himself to be a man, and this was personal. And fuck what he might think. Oh, you know, because we looked at him as a guy who made We Gonna Be All Right. So you're like, oh, yeah, nigga, you got to come back to, like, he addresses some cultural and social issues, but he had to go through some stuff because he had trauma. He addressed a lot of trauma, and he wants to say cancel culture. He wants to be a regular human. It's kind of interesting, man.
Why they canceling?
Yo, chat, I guarantee you, I'm appreciating this album so much more reading the lyrics. This is ridiculous.